This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Well, Patrick Royce, we again find out that money speaks louder than anything else on the face of the earth, finding out this morning that the PGA Tour has come to a deal with the LIV Tour to merge, meaning that the Saudis, I would guess, got exactly what they desired, which is to get into golf in a bigger fashion with all of their riches.
Yeah, that's I had not looked online this morning, and I was reading the paper and stuff. I had no idea how this was going to occur. I wonder if it, I don't get it. I really don't know, but certainly it's a triumph for the Saudis' money and Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson and all those scumbags who were behind this thing. So, you know, who knows? It's what does it mean for a minor, what had been made into a minor event here, the 3M Open and things like that. They'd already announced their schedule for next year, and it will be interesting. I wonder if the lawsuit, I didn't think that LIV was going to win their lawsuit, but I guess they don't want to. Here's what I think, so they came up with this system where they were going to have limited field tournament, huge dollar limited field tournaments, the PGA Tour. And when Rory didn't play in one of those, they took $3 million of his money away, right? Mm-hmm. And that he would have get. I just at that point wondered, these guys are fighting out. They don't want to play as much as you wanted them to play. But it's certainly a triumph for LIV, that's for sure. And we don't know what the result is, but what happens to the bones of the PGA Tour, we have no idea. And this is nothing's out there, right? We just know that this is who reported this originally.
CNBC, I think, was the first one to grab it, but the PGA Tour basically put out some statements saying it combines the PIF's golf-related commercial business, that's the LIV Golf, with commercial business and rights to the PGA Tour and DP World Tour into a new collectively owned for-profit entity to ensure that all stakeholders benefit from a model that delivers maximum excitement and competition among the game's best players. So, yes, there's going to be
among the game's best players.
Correct.
That means the poor guys trying to make their name are going to end up with you're going to have a fewer big league tournaments where the guys show up at, and that what becomes of the 10-year contract between the 3M and the PGA Tour and all that is going to be, I mean, there's way too much for them to tell us about what's going to go on here, but it certainly seems that the 80 established players are going to be in great shape. And what, if you have a 3M Open out here that these guys have no incentive whatsoever to plan in late July, they're not going to. With the system they had set up now to get to the FedEx playoffs, you had to be in the top 70 in the PGA Tour points. You know, they'd changed it from the top to 125 to a top 70. So there was an incentive for the, there was an incentive to play here to make sure you were in the top 70 or you stayed in the top 70 or you improved your situation for the FedEx playoffs. We have no idea what that means now. I'm sure that Hollis and everybody else involved is, probably on restrictions from talking about it too until the PGA Tour tells you what's going on. But this is a shocker, but boy, they caved in a hurry because a month ago, it looked like they had him on the run. And then they went to Australia and had a huge crowd. And then they went to Tulsa and had good crowds on a fifth-rate golf course. They were just playing some dump. And then they played at Trump's golf course, Bedminster, and it looked like they had decent crowds at that too. But I think this thing became political too. It's the Trump crowd became Liv fans because he was in favor of it and it was going to his golf courses and they have nothing, you know, the Trump crowd has nothing against a Saudi, even if they did, you know, tear the body apart of a reporter over there. That's okay. What the hell? We didn't care. So,
as long as they get the money.
Yeah. It's a very interesting, all the insults. I wonder what Brandel Chambly, the world's number one critic of Liv, will be saying today on the Golf Channel. He'll probably have to, he might disappear because, the Golf Channel is obviously going to need whatever happens comes out of this thing. But we don't obviously Liv won. We just don't know how big that they won, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the Saudis basically bought the game of golf is kind of what it sounds like. I mean, Monahan's still going to serve as the chairman Monahan will still serve as the CEO and the PGA Tour having a major stake in the new venture. But Yasir Al, is it Ramayan, the governor of the Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, he will join the board of the PGA Tour. So these guys are literally going to be working. Wow. It's like an episode of Succession. I don't know. You didn't watch Succession.
Chambly might really disappear, Patrick. It might not be a figurative. He might just disappear.
Whatever you do, if they invite you to come to the Saudi embassy, don't do it, Brandon. Don't do it. You're going to be in, you're going to go out in a crate. So watch yourself. It's a shocker, but it kind of puts golf back on that. We just had the greatest feel good story in golf in a long while because Victor Hovland, the what seems like he's a hell of a guy, the Norwegian who won on Sunday, went out and carried his college buddy's bag 36 holes on Monday in a tournament. He just went out and put it on his shoulder and carried the guy bag and caddied for him. The guy was rated number 1,100 in the world. Victor's rated fifth. He carried the bag for him. Huh?
Didn't Vic get drunk? I mean, Sunday, you got to go out.
No, and
beers. You're dead. Next morning, you're caddying?
And carrying 36. It had to be a little warm there. Oh, this is a – well, I was going to go to the Saints game tonight, but I think I'm going to have to try to scrounge up somebody to tell me what's going on. But, we obviously got to wait for the big news. But what this does to the regular PGA Tour events that have 10-year contracts with PGA, and you can't just say, okay, the top 48 players in the world are going to play these LIV tournaments and everybody else and then get to play the majors. And then everybody else is stuck with what's left over. And we're supposed to sell that as our big tournament. It does sound like they're still trying to figure out what it is. They're just not going to fight anymore. Right.
Pat, if they set up this too, so it sounds like what the goal is for the top golfers is to set up a tournament schedule of regular tournaments that they can play in, but gone will be the days of them playing in like the tournament here or like just going to. So we'll basically have a major league series of events and then sort of like a AAA one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I get the impression. And 3M. You know, was throwing in, I don't know, $6 million or something. They're not going to do that anymore. You know, it's going to be like the whatever they were calling it. I don't think they call it the Corn Ferry anymore, do they? Is it something else?
I think it's still
Corn Ferry, the minor league.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Hollis and people like this had a heads up for it, or if they just announced it. Here's the other thing. Well, what here's what we have to remember, though. The PGA Tour is owned by the players. It's owned by, I don't know what, there's a board of players that, you know, makes the decisions or has the authority to make the decisions. But the PGA of America is the basically the club pros and the golf courses. And that's the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup and that stuff. But the PGA Tour is the players. They split 50 years ago or something like that. And because the players back then who were out and about playing the events wanted more power, you know, and that's how that happened. So, well, this certainly makes golf look bad. And there's the pompous event that it is. By the way, I watched the Memorial Sunday. Mm-hmm. The crowds were unbelievable. They had to have 50,000 people there. I was watching the end of the, you know, the last couple of holes and then the playoff, and everybody stayed. But, you know, and then, of course, you have to go over and kneel at the throne of Jack afterwards. Big trumper, that Jack, by the way. That's a shock. A white billionaire would have that political bent. But wow, man, this kind of overshadows who's going to be in the lineup for the Twins tonight for this year, isn't it? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea this was coming up. So my mind is racing here with golf balls. So
it's a good column, though. It's a hell of a column.
Yeah, if you have any, if I can get my fat little arms around it, I don't know how you get your arms around it without more information. You know,
Pat, so, I know you said you were going to go to St. Paul to watch Saints. What was the angle going to St. Paul here?
I might go over there anyway. I was going to go see Waller, and maybe Larnach, and say, you know, subtly say, Kepler can't hit a ball out of the infield, and you two guys are stuck here. What the hell's going on? How'd you feel when they took Garlic instead of you? You know, but you can't ask it that directly. You got to go around.
Right. Boy, you're playing well. It sure be nice if you were in the big leagues and not Kepler hitting 192 as GFA'd, wouldn't it?
You think you could hit 193 if you were playing at least, you know, minimum. Yeah, I'll probably still go over there, but obviously the oofta. I don't know what to tell you. It's hard to get my thoughts around. I've called a couple of my golf guys, Bob Herrig and Jason Sobel, and say, what's going on here? Help.
They're probably confused too. I would guess that this was not telegraphed.
No, it must not have been. There was no hints that I saw anywhere. You know, if anybody had a hint of it, they would have been out, right? So.
Oh, absolutely.
But what a deal. After all the insults aimed at the Saudi blood money, to tie in with them just makes golf look ridiculous. And grassroots golf is a big blow to the guy trying to make him establish himself. How do you fall from that? I mean, does Phil get to keep playing with the elite 50, even though he can't break an egg anymore? How long do you have? I guess you get in the point system and you have to stay in it. But how do you break into it if you're not going to get to go to play in the tournaments? You know, I mean, how do you break into it? It's really weird. Yeah.
When's the last time, Patrick, that a league forced this? The WHA in hockey did. The ABA did. That might be the last time.
AFL, Al Davis. Al Davis did it, and the way he did it was he was going to go sign all the quarterbacks. He was going to when he was a commissioner of the AFL, and they were going to throw millions, you know, back when millions was a big hunk of money, you know, back when you were trying to pay your quarterback $40,000, they were going to go sign all the quarterbacks, and the NFL ended up suing for peace. So that would be it. The first one, I mean, the ABA, what, four teams made it?
Yep.
WHA, three, four teams made it.
That's it, though.
But the AFL, all, what was it, 10 team or 12 team? I think it might only be 10 team. Because three NFL teams went, because originally it was 13 each when they split up. And Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland changed leagues, right? Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland changed and became they became AFL teams. But that's the last time it worked. But that was a bloodless coup. That was Al Davis just being the, you know, before he became insane, he was the smartest guy ever. And he was going to, okay, how am I going to get, how am I going to force a merger with these guys? I'm gonna, he was quarterback smart. He knew the quarterbacks were the league 40 years before the rest of us realized quarterbacks were the whole league, right?
The offense was great in that, that league. Oh, I mean, that was a vertical passing league years before the National Football League took that.
I was in Folda, Minnesota, watching the Chicago Bears every Sunday for 2 hours and 45 minutes with the two most bore-ass announcers that ever lived, Red Grange and George Connor, watching black and white Bears football that was made for black and white. It was god-awful. It was just, even when they won, it was, you know, 13 to 10. And they could, you know, it was just plodding along. The whole game was boring. Every 5 minutes, the camera would go to George Halas on the sideline, and they'd say, there's Papa Bear George Halas. Okay, we know it is. Okay, this is all we got. And all of a sudden, we're watching 3 o'clock in the afternoon games from Balboa Stadium in San Diego with Lance Bambi Allworth running down the field and making one-handed catches, and the Mad Bomber Daryl LaMonica from Oakland. And it was, what is this? Because not only did we have George Halas, but our college football experience was Murray. Going to the Rose Bowl was Sandy Stevens, All-American quarterback, who threw 11 passes a game, and they ran on this little tight option offense, and we were thrilled. But the AFL opened the whole world of football to us, you know, that there's something other than Papa Bear George Halas out there, you know. So it was, you know, that was – you know, I don't think this is going to do the same thing, though. This is just blood money. This is not anything else. So we'll have to look at it, see how it revolves. But boy, I bet you there's a lot of secondary money, like through a 3M pays and all these tournaments, that's going to go away. They're gonna put it back in their pocket. They're not. This could be the last annual 3M Open out here, or if it comes back, it could be as a, you know, a minor event, you know, when, you know, kind of like a Corn Ferry event is now, and they're going to play on a weekend and have 2,000 people out there.
Yeah, and it sounds like this merge will actually take place after the 2023 season too. So they will right finish away, out huh? this year.
So they're going to change the entire schedule for next year. They've already announced the schedule for next year. Well, I guess they haven't announced it. They were sitting on it for some reason. So, wow. That is a huge sports news there. If you have any interest in golf, that's for sure. So,
well, all right, Patrick. Thank you. We'll talk to you Thursday. All right. Bye. All right. Good stuff there. A reaction from Patrick. Dex, before we go, I want to talk to you about my friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine. And look at that there. Yeah. Look at that Bennington. I want to talk to you.
I'll merge about with that Bennington.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the fact that this is throttle therapy. Between fun on the land and fun on the water, pick your power and head to Power Lodge. Now, locations in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud. Temps are up and prices are down. Here are some of the deals happening right now. A Bennington pontoon right there. Look at that Bennington. Throttle therapy right there. $28,888. That's right. Great price. And for a bonus, the first 8 people to buy get a trailer for $1,888 or finance it all for $288 a month. Whatever you need, we've got it with over 300 pontoons in stock. PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com is where your throttle therapy begins. Purple Daily and also Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd. A scoop session to come today with our friend Doogie as well.